targets are useful. There's no point putting a rifle to your shoulder and then just pulling the trigger. You need something to aim at. And so it is with writing. I do have a target, 1,000 words per day. As targets go, it's easy to hit. It's like giving our theoretical sniper a barn at 15 yards and saying, go on then, hit that. My typing speed averages 35 words per minute, so 1,000 words equates to half an hour's work. Correcting all the errors takes another hour, but hey, come on, none of us is perfect. On a good day, I'll smash that target out of sight. When I'm on form, 5,000, 10,000 words in a day is not beyond me. Lately, though, I'm not hitting the target. Yesterday, for example, I managed only 500 words. There are a number of reasons for this. I've been bogged down with recording the audio version of Voices and revising the completed manuscript for final submission to Big Bad Media. Over and above that, I had a competition to judge, and I'm in the middle of setting up a review and critique service for authors. I also carried out a lengthy interview with Don Booker, but more about that later when it's available. My health isn't good either. I'm smoking too much, the pain of nerve damage is putting a block on exercise, which in turn gives the arthritis a chance to get a firmer hold of me. I'm also suffering from edema, swollen ankles. When I checked up on this condition, I learned that it's one of the complications of pregnancy. Bloody marvellous, innit? Not only am I dogged with these problems, but they're normally associated with a condition that I can't possibly develop. Or if I can, I should be making a fortune. All in all, it's taken its toll on the first draft of Voices 2. I wrote the original in less than a month. At this rate, the sequel's going to take the thick end of a year, and then I have to start on the revisions. There are times when I wish I was running a chip shop.